The next patient for Dr. Oliveros is Clifford Soddy. The first name, Clifford. Last name, S like in Sam, A like in Alpha, W like in Whiskey, D like in Delta, Y like in Yankee, Soddy. 97-year-old. White male who lives by himself. He lost the wife 16 years ago. He's referred by emergency room because of the need to evaluate the kidney function. He is a patient that has a serum creatinine of 1.7, an estimated GFR of 35 mLs per minute. The patient didn't have any urinalysis analysis in order to assess the urinary sediment or whether or not the patient has protein in the urine. We will order those tests. Following number, we found that Mr. Soddy has anemia with a hemoglobin that was 8.7. When he was evaluated on August the 22nd of 2024. The anemia is a concern, especially because he's on blood thinners, Eliquis. He has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. At the present time, to the physical examination, very difficult to establish that atrial fibrillation. He seems to be sinusal. He had a thrombosis in one of the subclavian areas without evidence of pain. That was a DVT, but he doesn't have any sequela. And he has an abdominal aortic aneurysm with the evidence of all thrombus. My feeling is that the Eliquis has to be discontinued. And the patient should have an anemia workup and treatment. I send a note to Dr. Maxwell, who is the primary, and is going to see the patient this week. Following number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Following number, acute embolism in the subclavian that was treated and resolved more than 3 months ago. Following number 6 sinus syndrome, status postperman and pacemaker. The patient has a systolic murmur that is highly suggestive of aortic stenosis. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm, 4.5 centimeters, that has a thrombus in the area that is old. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease, status postperman and pacemaker, status post PCI to the left main, left anterior descending and circumflex by Dr. Jones in 2020. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The patient is explained about the disease process and the need to control the anemia and probably stop the use of the Eliquis. this is going to be done by the primary, and we continue with the evaluation from the nephrology point of view. The imaging was consistent with multiple small cysts in the kidneys. I am going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup.